You are now listening to FNB Radio.
And welcome to FNB Radio. My name is Lindsay Collins and I am your host. And today we have a very special episode. Number one, this Friday, the day that you're listening to this, is the official debut of the Perrone sketch, which is a sketch that I wrote back in October for a comedy group that I'm in, started by Mari Swarza, called Excess Boxes. And if you listen to this show, the longtime listeners of this will know that it's a comedy group that just writes really silly sketch and performs live here in Charleston. And it's made up of so many different talented people. It's one of the like joys of my life to just write comedy and hang out with them. So we performed this sketch originally back in October at the Tin Roof in Charleston. And then it was like just making us laugh so much that we kind of decided maybe we should immortalize it forever. And so Henry and Mari, who if you watched the Instagram live yesterday, you know that they are Nameless Numberhead, but they're also kind of getting into production. They've been doing it forever for their own stuff and now are doing it for other people. So they definitely were the driving force that kind of brought this project to life. And that was so much fun working with them. They got the coolest crew together and made it happen. So if you're local in Charleston and you've got some brilliant ideas brewing or need a project brought to life, they're your guys and gals and all of that. In conjunction with Kyle from Seamless Productions, they filmed this. The crew was just amazing. I want to shout them out all right now because it was just truly a pleasure to work with them. In no particular order, Kyle Parrott and Barrett Burledge, try saying that back to back, the amazing camera team, Matt Perry for directing, Sean Mertz was the assistant director on the project and totally killed it. We want to thank Trident Technical College for all the production assistant volunteers, because they were so sweet and so pro. Browns Court made us some delicious breakfast sandwiches, which we gobbled up and was so nice because it was a really early morning that we shot this. It was like a Sunday morning at 5 a.m., so it's crazy early. Obviously, the hilarious women of Excess Boxes and the background extras. Bebra, you're my number one. But all of you guys made it so special. It filled out the restaurant. It made it look full, which was so key to this seeming real. We had somebody watched it and was like, I can't believe that the people in the restaurant weren't freaking out. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, just stop what you're doing, pause the show, and go to the link in FNB Radio's Instagram, and you can watch it. It is a very hilarious, in my opinion, just a humble brag, video about a woman who just can't quite Perrone right. And if you don't know what Perroning is, this is even more reason for you to go check it out. It was so fun to film. Most of all, I want to thank Nameless Numberhead Productions for taking this from some little idea in my head to something that you can look at on a screen and just be silly. I think we can all use that during this time because life is just so hard right now. It's hard being in isolation. Actually, watching this makes me sad because I'm just like, man, remember when you could sit by your friends in a restaurant and be ridiculous? But the guys at Estadio were so kind to let us in their space. It was the perfect backdrop for this this wild and silly ride that our character goes on. So definitely check it out. And as a special surprise today, we did a little Zoom call with some of the key players in the cast, and I'm going to let you guys check that out. So you can get to know them because everybody that is in the show was also in Excess Boxes and they all bring their kind of amazing talents to the table in different ways. So it'll sort of give you a picture on what it was like to work on this project, what it was like to be in it. It's just a nice time and they're so sweet. And you can hear more about what it was like behind the scenes. People love that, don't they? Don't you love to like get a peek behind the curtain? I know I do. And then, before I do this, wow, I'm shouting, I'm excited. Today, Friday, May 15th, 2020, this offer does not apply any day after this, so don't get it twisted. If it's not Friday, May 15th, 2020, you missed it. But if it is Friday, May 15th, 2020, today you can go online and order from Estadio. You can do that through their Instagram, Estadio CHS. And when you place your order in the order notes, tell them your deepest, darkest secret. I know you got one. I know it's a good one. And they will enter you to win a bottle of Cava complimentary from us with your order. Because if in the sketch, without giving too much away, my character doesn't know how to perone. She ends up kind of getting really hammered, trying to learn how to perone, which is pouring wine into your mouth. It's like a wine bong. Okay. You guys know what a bong is? And she gets really drunk in the process and starts revealing these less than savory things about herself. So if you put your deepest, darkest secret in the notes when you order your food from Estadio today, May 15th, 2020, you'll be entered to win a bottle of Cava, a little treat from us to say thanks, dude, or dudettes, or whatever, for watching. And share it on your Instagram. Let us know you watched it. Let us know you liked it. Let us know your favorite part about it. We had so much fun making it, and I can't wait for you to hear from the cast. So without further ado, here they are, the ladies and Henry of Excess Boxes. We are now joined by most of the entire cast. There was a lot of amazing extras that didn't get to make it to this super secret Zoom call, but most of the key players are here. And I want to introduce them just one by one. So when I say your name and point to your beautiful face, if you're watching this on Instagram TV, which I've never done, I'm excited to do that. Just give a little wave and let the people know who you are and say something so they can remember your voice. I want to start with the beautiful, exquisite, the bride in the actual sketch, Alexandra Bennett. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm married and that's cool. And it's great.
I mean, it couldn't have worked out better. You actually got married during quarantine and we'll get to that in just a minute. Mm-hmm. But I want to bring in the other ladies as well.
Please. Jamie,
darling, beautiful. She got a haircut just for this Zoom call. Half the duo of Nameless Numberhead, Mari Swartha. Welcome to the show.
Bye. Sorry, I think I froze. Kidding, I didn't. Thanks for having me.
You look great. I'm so happy you're here. Is that a headboard behind you?
Yes, it is. I hope this is what I come out of this known for. I built it. I've only made one. It's just, I'm just going to ride this thing till I'm dead.
You're going to ride your own headboard till you're dead. I love it.
Right into the ground, into a soft, shallow grave.
Camille Lohman is here, ladies and gentlemen. The woman that everyone seems to know, everybody that I know is like, I know your friend Camille. So here she is, Camille Lohman. Hello.
Hi.
We've used a voice coder just so she doesn't get too famous.
Hi. I just want to say that this bottle of wine was to be shared with my parents.
Too late.
Are you making them stay in the bathroom until this is over?
No, my dad's actually talking to his sister and I kicked him. You're kicking me out of my own house. And then, yes, I am. Yeah. And he's talking to his sister outside. And my mom, who I was giving a pedicure to is letting her feet continue to soak while she's watching Foxcatcher in the TV room.
I love it. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Shout out to the DePunts. I'm single.
All right. Next up, we have from my hometown, and I'm also from her hometown because we're from the same hometown, Lily Stanton. You're just a vision. It's so good to see you.
Hi. I'm so glad to be here. This is so fun.
It's so fun. It's like almost as fun as hanging out, but not really. But it's
great. Right. You know, when you're getting a case of the pandemic doldrums, the pandoldrums, if you will, it's nice to have this. This makes me feel good because I like you guys.
Oh, Mari gave that a thwap. She likes to give that a big
thwap. She just slapped.
Let's see it.
Damn.
Well, we're so happy you're here. MB Kid, Meredith, what's the B for?
Life.
What a fancy middle name.
Wow.
That is pure
a lady. That is a 1980s bad girl name.
Mm-hmm. I swore to myself I would never have a stage name, but within the past year, I've definitely considered Meredith Blythe. It sounds like a 1950s movie star kind of name to me.
Absolutely.
Just, definitely the kind of movie star that mostly like murders her husband.
Oh, precisely. Yeah, it would definitely be a film noir name.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Definitely
the villain. Meredith Blythe.
Hello. Meredith Blythe.
That's right. That's my name. And I killed him too.
That bitch. He deserves to die. He deserved it. And finally, if you've been to an XS Boxes show, you've seen this beautiful vision of a human in the background being mysterious and sexy and you wearing a mask before masks were cool.
An
eye mask, a mouth mask, making some sort of incredible art. As it is a beautiful, incredible artist that I'm like always like, she makes that too. You work in so many different mediums. Oh, here's the art now. Oh my God.
You know, I love that y'all ended up with that piece.
It's one of my prized possessions.
Yes.
And I'm going to die on a hill with this. It is amazing. Look at that face.
I'll be back.
That cute self right there on the back.
Yay.
That's a gem.
It's so cute. If you're not watching at home, it's a beautiful painting that Meredith, Jesus Christ, I've had too many complaints. Kate painted while we were performing the show, where actually the sketch that we're premiering today was originally performed. So, and has done so much art for the group and is just a general.
Just a gift.
Badass, yeah, that we love very much. So welcome to the show. If you guys want, I don't know if there was like a point that was really funny or really stood out to you while you were filming the sketch or on set.
Lindsay, I have a favorite moment.
Yes. Okay, good.
It involves you.
Yep. Mine does too. Okay,
so for the Perone short, I had a more minor role. I was one of the people like in the restaurant as y'all were, you know, in your antics. And it was so hard for me to keep a straight face and like act like I was just in this serious, engaged conversation with my boyfriend at Estadio while Lindsay is over there like blubbering with like wine coming off her face and just hearing her say, "I grab ass," like on repeat for like 2 hours. And I'm just sitting over there like dying inside, cracking up, just being like, okay.
It's too
I'm, like,
much.
In character.
But you actually, you did have like a smaller role, but you delivered your line so well that it was like, you're a huge memorable
Thank you.
Of the sketch mm-hmm. because like your reaction kind of brings the audience back into the real world, which is like the absurdity of all that's happening. And it's just, it's so influential. So your part was so well done.
That was like probably my favorite part was just like having to sit there in silence, but just like I was dying inside. I was laughing so hard at like all the things you were saying. It was so funny.
Amazing.
I have a moment too. And well, okay, here's the first thing I want to say is that Mari has this incredible ability to pitch things, at least to me. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but to me it's like Mari knows if I make this out like it's a really big deal, Lily will freak the fuck out and not be able to do it. So Mari was like, yeah, we're just gonna have like a camera there and we're gonna do it real quick. And so yeah, showed up that morning and I was like, oh my God.
It was like a whole film crew.
Yeah. So I was like deathly nervous for the first, I don't know, 2 hours.
I was nervous too.
I did not know it was going to be that big of a deal. But thank you, Mari, because if you had told me it was going to be that big of a deal, it would have ruined my life. So instead of ruining my life, it was one of the most fun days I've ever had.
Aww.
So that's my first comment. Second comment is my favorite parts. Lindsay, you had two things going on. One, I had forgotten between then and now about your bobby pins and your hair.
Wow, another Mari stroke of genius, because I didn't, my character was so plain and like literally no makeup, no nothing. And she didn't do anything. And then Mari was like, no, I think I'm going to just do this. And she put these ridiculous set of bobby, like three bobby pins, yes. Two on each side with a split part down the middle. And it was like, it just really made it
And
all
it just would get worse and worse and worse.
Great.
And then you would make these facial expressions. Like there was one time when you looked at Camille and you were like, and you looked so hurt and so fucking weird. And it just cracked me up. I loved it.
My character was the ultimate weirdo.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to tell, like having seen the footage, I knew I could tell you as a friend, but I knew like via text, I couldn't like word it. But I think like what I sent you, I was like, you are unhinged. Like you, like your character is not right.
Yeah, I think the text literally.
Well, there was like a wild kind of feral energy that was happening. A raccoon had gotten into a set and we were just like, it's fine. It's cool. This is what is happening. It was wonderful.
Piggybacking kind of off of what Lily said about favorite moments from the day, as far as production goes, I am definitely going to say my world was thrown upside down in a great way when I saw that there were fucking snacks. Like, that's when you know production is legit. Like, there's a snack bar. I was like, what the fuck?
No, it went with the hot sandwiches, too.
I know, like, not just snacks.
I saw Meredith's face when the hot sandwiches came in, and it was real.
Those hot breakfast sandwiches. I know.
Yeah, I'm telling you all, this is like,
Meredith.
This was a quality production, for sure. That was a game that was really exciting to me. And, secondly, to sound corny, I just so loved like being in the presence of people that I love to be around, A, as like humans, and B, as artists. I just thought it was like a really special moment for all of us to like share that space together, and everyone there just like brought something really fun to the table. It was nice to have the structure of a script, but also have like the looseness of allowing people to like bring their breath into it that just made it so funny.
Well, and I don't know, like, I have so many favorite moments, but Meredith, your reactions are, like, second to none in terms of this. Meredith is seated exactly across from me in the short, and she has to, like, A, probably get so much wine on you. Like, there was, like, at times I was, like, I was trying to hold back spitting the wine out. My character is like, waterboarding herself, essentially, with wine. So it has, and it's a short, it's like a little cocktail table, so it's not wide. And my character is just spitting wine most all of the time. And Meredith just like never really broke character, but always had these incredibly perfect reactions.
Dude, you were so graceful the entire time because you're essentially receiving like the brunt of Lindsay's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was like, yep. Like it was just like you receiving it so. Like,
in a such an,
like the tolerance level is off the charts.
No one else
said that. Expressions that like, were like, oh, this girl needs help. And I'm going to be the one that's like supportive of her.
Yeah. She's the girl in the friend group that takes the back seat. She's like, yeah, that's right. I don't deserve a chance.
Shotgun. And Alexandra's character is the bride. And I wanted to talk about this because I think it's really amazing just as a quarantine story, but your wedding actually got canceled because of the crazy COVID-19 virus, but you played a bride and this was before that. So the wedding was still on and we had kind of, I don't remember if we wrote that in at intentionally, like we knew Alexandra was going to play that character, but we ended up making it a bridal party, which it wasn't originally in the sketch that we performed at the Tin Roof. But it was so fun because you got to dress up, and it was, to me, I thought about it in retrospect and I was like, it ended up being like maybe the one of the more proper celebrations of your wedding in a weird and twisted way.
Oh, I love that.
So, exactly. Like it to me, when I think about that day, that was like a bachelorette party in a weird way. And like all of the props that I had, like all the stickers on the table and like the little smiley penis tattoo.
Yeah, I remember him. He was like,
stuff is from my actual bachelorette party, which was terrible. But that's its own story. It's just a mess. So this was like my actual bachelorette party. So it was just really fun to be dumb and silly with a bunch of ladies.
That's sweet.
So we filmed that in March, early March.
Yeah.
And then our wedding was supposed to be the 5th of April. So like 2 weeks before, we had to just like call it. And we decided to get married anyway in our backyard, which turned out really cool. I told Lindsay, our friend Andy Livengood married us because he was the only person that was around that could, and he killed it. So it was just us and him. And like I walked down the aisle and we got married. Aww. And then all we had for a reception was a bottle of champagne and a thing of cocktail shrimp.
Fuck yeah.
But, that's great. But the cocktail shrimp were not fully thawed, so they were mostly frozen.
Welcome. Henry Riggs is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, everybody.
We're just chatting all things Perone sketch. And we talked a little bit about kind of how it came about and the roles, but we were talking about our favorite moments. I didn't know if you had a favorite moment from the
film. God.
Henry plays the waiter. So if you haven't seen it yet.
Actually, while putting this together, we all collectively said the phrase, oh my God, a million times. So many times.
There might have to be a trailer of just a rapid fire, oh my
just,
God.
Just oh my gods everywhere.
Oh my God.
All of us were just like, oh my God, oh my God.
Everyone's just constantly shocked.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I will say I definitely had a real oh my God moment when Lindsay had the napkin over her mouth and I saw her profile and it into her mouth and I could see her actually start to choke a little bit.
I was joking.
No! It just like into her mouth.
It was weirdly claustrophobic. And by the end, we used
it's not weirdly claustrophobic.
It's fully torturous.
Yeah,
that is waterboarding.
Right, it was spot on claustrophobic. But we used tea instead of wine because the wine was going to burn everyone's eyes. I think we tried to use wine in the live show, and Mari got pissed because I put like Pinot Grigio or something in there, and it went into her eyes and was burning like alcohol would.
Oh, no.
So but the green tea was still kind of tannic and it started like making my face burn. And by the end, like it was just like sitting on my face and sucking in the liquid. I had a wheeze for like 2 solid days after that.
So you guys risk a lot for your art. Impressive.
That's the first I'm hearing of this.
Well, I just kept it to myself because I didn't want to be a bitch about it. But honestly, it was long lasting, the effects of the sucking in. We were talking about the editing process. Must have been pretty intense with all the screaming. Maybe you want to walk us through a little bit what that was like for you. Phil.
No, the editing, like the best part of it, the best problem to have is like too much good stuff. Cause then you're like paring it down to stuff you have to like throw away where it's like, oh, they're both good, but we can't use both of those like takes. So, that was probably the most difficult part is that you guys are just all really funny. So it's hard to like make a choice of different takes. So that was fun. Made it super fun.
I don't know.
Ooh, clap.
But yeah, some of them would just be like so little, being like, do you like the inflection on this or like the wording of this? Like it was the same line, but sometimes when you do it so many times, there are so many like different ways you could do it that I was like, oh, sometimes it would come down to like which shot was better, or it was just like, no, we have to use the funnier line regardless. Yeah. Just make it work.
It's tough calls to make, but for the people who've seen it already, the cut that we saw is it's so good, and you really like made it move quickly, because I think that's the other part about filming something that I didn't realize is how they kind of organize it and it's broken out into ways that don't really make sense to you. So I just was like, did we get it? Did we get everything? And then when you see it all come together, I now retroactively can see that obviously it was all under control, but it just seems so like you're like, oh, we're doing this now. We're gonna go down this side.
Totally backwards. Yeah. You kind of have to. That's the fun thing about it, and also the thing that makes you crazy about it is you have to see it in segments. That's like not. It's like stacked for efficiency, not in sequence. So it's like all backwards in your brain.
Yeah, and then you're dealing with the character getting wet. So there was like a lot of like really tiptoeing around like how to make that sequential and not have me be a wet rat all the time or covered in wine. But you guys did an amazing job. Before we go, I do have some rapid fire questions. Okay.
Well, rapid.
Rapid fire. Anyone can answer these, but you have to make a sound like a bing or a bong or a ding to say that you want to answer it so that no one gets put on the spot. So just buzz in or ding in or whatever it is, and then you can answer it. I'll know you're having a midlife crisis when.
Ding.
Camille. I'm breathing. What?
I'm breathing.
Okay. Perfect. Something you ate this week that you're not proud of.
Ding.
Yes. Meredith.
Eggs with barbecue sauce.
Full what? Circle, baby. Full circle. Okay, this is a version. This is we like to call this on F&B Radio bang, rang, slang. Bang means you want to bang them. Rang means you want to put a rang on it. And slang means you're going to get rid of them. Okay, you guys know the alternate version, but this is a nicer one. They're all cartoon characters. Do you want to know them first and then you buzz in, or do you just want to buzz in?
I'm just ready to buzz.
It was going to be about Stanley Tucci, and then it was going to be a lot easier.
It's not Stanley Tucci. All right. Cartman from South Park, Lois from Family Guy, or Fred Flintstone from the Flintstones.
Okay, beep, bong.
Oh, okay, Lily.
Okay, so Cartman, Lois, and Fred Flintstone?
Yes, and it's bang. Who would you bang? Who would you rang? Who would you slang?
Okay, you'd bang Fred Flintstone because caveman vibes, 100%.
Perfect.
You slang Cartman because he's bad and also a fucking child, guys. I don't know if you take that seriously.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. But now you're a child murderer.
Around here. And then you rang Lois because that is a ride or die bitch.
For sure. I could not agree more.
Only correct response.
Okay, ready for the next one? A food that you once threw up from drinking too much, but you still eat.
A food that you drink? I don't.
Like, if you ever gotten sick from drinking and then you threw up something that you ate and then you couldn't eat it again, but you
got
still
it.
Do.
Oh.
No.
Oh, got
it.
Ding, 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 ding.
One time I puked up broccoli pizza into someone's sink, and that's how they knew it was me. But I still eat broccoli pizza.
Wow. Cool.
I also threw up pizza into a sink on prom night, and it was that new Domino's pizza that had that garlic crust, so it was real rancid. Someone else then went to the bathroom after me and threw up all over the floor, so we just got to be like, Noelle totally just ruined the bathroom. Don't ask any questions.
From the sound of it, it sounded like it went in the sink and the floor.
Yeah.
It was really splashing around.
This sounds horrific.
Okay. Person that you would like to quarantine, the only rule is they have to be dead. Who would you like to be quarantining with?
As a corpse?
No. I mean, they're just like not currently alive.
Okay.
But they could come back to life to quarantine with you.
Yeah.
I really thought you were asking whose corpse do I want to hang out with.
Also bing, bong, bing.
Oh,
bing,
okay. Bong, bing, bong. Camille.
I'm going to say Jesus Cristo. Because he could just keep that wine coming.
No, he'd be judgy, Camille.
I feel like he wouldn't. I feel like those who follow him are. I feel like he would be all like, let's toke it up. I got my belt
like, Jesus, on. That's the last of my weed.
He's like, I'll make more.
He's like, people don't talk about that.
I'll turn this oregano into weed.
And then he's like, I can make the light come out of your head for hours and hours.
He's really cheese. Selling this.
Is Santa
done in my house?
Yeah.
Is Santa an acceptable answer? Because he's kind of like a spirit, right? And he could just give me. He could give me all the gifts. He could give me anything I wanted during quarantine.
It would be pretty tight to quarantine at the North Pole. I quite agree. Yeah.
I think. No, I don't want to. I would want Santa to come to me,
dude.
He always
you want to quarantine in the
time.
He's always coming.
I don't want to quarantine in, well, I guess if there's elves.
Hot chocolate or whatever the fuck is up there.
No. Yeah. Straight up.
Elves can manufacture toilet paper.
Julia Child's old ass woman just to cook for you and say insane old lady things.
My mom loved that one, Mari. My mom loved it.
Is she drops in one of her videos, she drops the whole turkey that she's trying to dress onto the floor, and then she's like, and if you drop the bird, just pick it up. Who's to see? She's like, just fucking move on. Go forward. I don't think we're gonna get a lot of buzzers on this, but have you ever peed your pants?
Yes.
Bing!
Yes.
Really? All right, when?
In college, I went on like a full day excursion with my boyfriend at the time, and I met his sister for the first time, and we went to the school that was next to us. We had been, and we saw a raccoon walk through a park. Ooh. And then I got 20 feet away from my dorm room and like casually like walked into the waist high shrubs. I was wearing sweatpant capris and peed. And I was like, oh, how am I going to get out of this? Oh, I'll just walk really fast and just like beelined through dorm.
Genius. Brilliant and genius.
The scariest part of that was sweatpant capris, I believe.
They were from Abercrombie & Fitch. They were light gray.
No.
They were like, what's the trend? Like the culottes, like what, or the gaucho pants. They were like
sweatpants. Gauchos. Yes.
Oh, wait, yeah. Are they tight at the ankle or they're open?
No, gaucho pants.
Very flowy. Very flowy.
So the pee was like kind of coming out.
Oh, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
It had changed the color of the sweatpants. It was making my flip-flop squeak. It was making, I'm sure I had been drinking all day. I'm sure it stunk. I mean, it was not.
Guys, amber is the color of your energy.
Oh.
Well, also, that's. But it was actually because of Mari. It was Henry's surprise birthday party at the trampoline park.
Oh,
and we surprised him at the trampoline and then we all went and jumped on trampolines, and I didn't realize what we were doing, so I was wearing like J. Crew cut off houndstooth pants. Not athletic pants. They're something that you would wear to a fancy business meeting.
Yes.
And we were playing dodgeball and someone hit Mari and then she started screaming, I peed, and then ran out. And then I continued to jump and I couldn't stop jumping because I was afraid I was going to fall. And then I peed my pants and I couldn't stop jumping. So I just jumped out of the place and then and then ran to the bathroom. But luckily, the houndstooth fabric hid the pee. So
very
I was
forgiving. Cold. Very forgiving, the houndstooth.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a more practical reason to wear houndstooth.
It was
funny. I mean, if you're going to a kegger, all you kids out there, that's what you need. Because sometimes those bathroom lines are long, just like this conversation. But I don't want this conversation to end because I feel like we should do a Zoom call every single day just to check in.
I do love you guys.
You guys, if you haven't seen the sketch, you can go to the link in F&B Radio's bio or to Nameless Numberhead or to any one of these beautiful ladies. You should follow them all on the grams and all over the worlds and see what they're up to. And once quarantine is over, I hope I get to see your beautiful faces in person real soon. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye. This is the one.
I love them. I miss them. I miss people in general. But a Zoom call is pretty good if that's all you can do. I hope that was fun for you guys to check out kind of what it was like to make the Perón sketch. And I hope that you'll share it with people that you like. Don't forget, if you're ordering from Estadio today or if this reminded you to get some amazing, amazing food and support a restaurant that we really love. Check them out. Put your note in the notes for the food and put your deepest, darkest secret. And that will be that'll be your contest entry. And the people that work at Estadio will pick the best one and give you a bottle of Cava. You're the best. You're the effing best. I miss you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Avec les ciels sont beaux, un vol directeur qui escale pour passer de nuit à au soir. On enverra des cartes postales, je laisserai un mot sur le frigo. On déciderait de se faire la malle, ta famille, les amis, le bureau.